Every single action that you have ever taken started as a thought. So when you change the way you think, you will change the way you act, and you will change the way you live. That is hyperconscious.
No matter what you're going through right now or ever have gone through, the only way your life changes is if you change first. That is what we are here to help you do.
A huge shout out to our friend and mentor, David Meltzer of the Playbook Podcast, for sponsoring this podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another very special, as always, episode of the Hyperconscious Podcast. We hope you enjoyed our latest episode where we were lucky enough to have the one and only Anthony Trucks on one of our masterminds to talk about identity shifts. Today, for episode number 383, we are going to talk about what you love about yourself. We talked about the inner shit and dealing with that. We want to talk about the good side of the inner stuff, the stuff that you love about yourself.
So, quick story. I was with a friend, right? I was with a friend and now a client, and I was just asking her questions about, what do you love about yourself? And I remember she had a really hard time answering that. And I said, okay, let's narrow it down. What do you love about your physical appearance? And this person is very beautiful. And she couldn't really come up with almost anything. And it was really hard for her to come up with a few things. Timer. Eventually, she came up with a few. I said, okay, can you name something? And if you're willing to be vulnerable and open, it will stay here. I promise I won't tell anyone the specifics of what you're saying. And she said, I asked her, what do you dislike about your appearance? She could rattle them off, man. There was so many things. She was like, this, 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 and this. And it's like, oh my God, this person's gorgeous. The whole world, from my perception, thinks this person's gorgeous. And she can name off the cuff so many things she dislikes about her physical appearance, and only like two or three was really hard for her to come up with about things she loved. And we've since reversed that like quite a bit, and her self-esteem and confidence is through the roof these days in a very positive way. But I remember thinking to myself, like, wow, like you're subconsciously telling yourself these things all the time. And what I realized when I asked this question and how hard it was to answer, has anyone ever asked you a question where it's really hard to answer it because you've never thought of it before?
Oh, of course.
That's a big tell of like, oh, you've never really thought of that. You never thought of what you love about yourself. Let's think about what we love about ourselves, genuinely, not from an ego, arrogant, inflated view of self-place, but the truth.
I think there's a couple things. I think number one, for a lot of people, it's not okay to talk about what you love about yourself. In terms of, not as far as I'm concerned, you want to talk about, I want you to talk about what you love about yourself.
Right.
But depending on the circle that you've been raised in, your friends, your family, like who are the influences that you adopted your beliefs from? If your family doesn't like themselves, or if they're pretending to be something they're not, or they're doing this, or they're doing that, or they're miserable, that's going to rub off on you. Mm. And then imagine having friends that like would say like, oh, you can't say that. Like that's, you know, you're arrogant if you say that, or who are you to say that? You know, then in your mind you connect like, oh, it's a bad thing to love myself. It's a bad thing to talk about the fact that I love my body, or I love my smile, or my giggle, or my silliness, whatever it is.
Right. And if you don't have self-love, how do you give love? And so it's this weird thing. Like I could literally right now say 10 things I love about Kevin. Absolutely. And no one would think that was arrogant because I'm talking about you. But when we talk about ourselves, it comes off as arrogant. What if it's not, though? What if it's like genuinely, I'm really pleased with this part of my personality. I've worked hard about this
person. It's only arrogant if the person that you're saying it to is insecure.
Well, what I think sometimes it can be an inflated view of self.
I mean, if you think you're doing it honestly,
right,
and like with no ego, it's still going to rub somebody the wrong way.
Right.
Because they're going to have that belief. Mm. You know, the belief that your client and friend had before you were able to shift that.
I just had a mini breakthrough. I like to build you up because I want to see you succeed and have high self-esteem and believe in yourself. Why don't we do that with ourselves?
Because I don't think a lot of people believe it. You believe it. When you say it, you believe it. And even if you were lying, I wouldn't know. But if I say like, you know, if I was to say something about myself, at the end of the day, I know whether I'm telling the truth or not. I know whether that's actually true.
Give me an example.
If I was to say, like, I love my body, like, do I love my body right now? No, I don't.
Right. Same. And I don't either.
You know, and again, that's my standard. You can tell me, and this is the thing, this is where it gets tricky. You could say like, yeah, but there's nothing wrong with your body. Like you're in great shape. Like You look better
than...
But
I'm basing that on my standard.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And it's like, I appreciate that, but like, I also know what I'm capable of.
Right.
And somebody could very easily say like, well, Kevin doesn't love his body. Well, that's not what it is. I don't love my capable, or my current standard of where I am, because I know I'm capable of way more. I think the other thing too is, if you're not confident, of course it's going to be your natural reaction to go the other way. Like, you're going to be down that low end of drive to five where you lack confidence. So it's not going to be natural. Your default is not going to be to love yourself. Your yeah. default is going to be to look in the mirror and pick the things apart, because that's your identity. Where if you are high on the drive to five, you're going to love a lot of things about yourself.
Mm.
Almost to a detriment sometimes, I'm sure.
Sometimes it is, because right? sometimes it's an inflated view of self.
I think it goes back to drive to five.
I think it does too. So many things do. So how to love yourself, why to love yourself, from your perspective, you know, after 370 plus episodes, 380 plus episodes, we've interviewed a lot of people, we've learned a lot of stuff, we've contemplated a lot about self-love, a lot about self-esteem, a lot about the drive of five, humility, arrogance, confidence, all this stuff. From your perspective, what is self-love and why is it so important?
I think self-love, that's interesting, man. I don't know how to explain it, but like, the best thing I can do is tell a story about when I really understood that I loved myself. I was walking around the kitchen. I don't remember what I was doing. I was probably making food or something, turkey and rice probably, if I had to guess. And I remember thinking to myself, by all outside standards, I don't have any of the things I used to have. Like, I'm not balling like I used to be. You know, I'm not any of those things. And I don't have like a ton of like friends. And again, that's by design. I like to keep my circle close. The people I have in my life are amazing. But by outside standards, people would look at me and say like, he's kind of a... I mean, yeah, you got a podcast. Good for you. Like, you know, is what you're doing sustainable? You weren't making a ton of money at the time, all that. But I remember thinking, for the first time in my life, I felt good about me.
Mm.
I felt like I had become something valuable. Like, I'm doing something really good for the world. I feel like I've learned so much and I'm confident in that. You know, I feel like I'm the best version of me at that time. I was the best version of me.
Yeah.
And understanding that and being able to say like, wow, I'm very happy about that. I'm proud of myself for doing that. I think self-love is being able to admit the things that you're proud of without feeling bad. And I think the other problem is, we're conditioned. If your whole life you were told you're stupid, one of the things that you say you like about yourself is not going to be that you're smart. Because it most likely wouldn't be. Now, that doesn't mean you're not smart. You probably are.
Right.
But you've been conditioned to think you're not. Right. And I think that's why I think it's easier to pick the crap out. Because again, like, at the end of the day, how many uber positive people do you know that are as positive as often as we are?
Mm.
It's pretty rare.
I think we surround ourselves with a lot of that, but I think we're also attracting that because
we
of
are.
Who we
but
are.
We're also in a vacuum.
I know.
It's not like 100%. That.
No, it's not normal. Yeah.
Right? It's not like that with a lot of people in their upbringing. Like, my upbringing wasn't, I mean, it wasn't bad by any means, but I know a lot of the scarcity I have is because of the way I was raised.
Right.
I know a lot of my beliefs are probably because of the way I was raised.
Of course.
Right? One of my goals with all of this, with becoming the best version of me, is so when I have a family, my son or daughter or sons or daughters or whatever, they realize like, oh, anything's possible. And I put air into their sails because I understand what that actually does.
Mm.
And I think that we're all conditioned. We're all conditioned.
You remember that Jay Shetty video that Amy sent us where he basically took two sisters, like several groups of two sisters, and he interviewed them and asked them, what don't you like about yourself? And they said all these things. And then he said, can you please go and say that to your sister, as if you were saying it to them? And they were like, no, I would never say that.
Mm.
And he said, well, why are you saying that to yourself? And then he did the opposite. He had the sisters write down all the things they love about their bigger sister. And they told him to the sister, and every sister, like, not everyone, but several of them cried. It's like a really, really powerful video. Go Jay Shetty for that. Because it makes you realize your little sister looks up to you so much. And of all these amazing qualities about yourself, but yet all you focus on is the crap about yourself. And then when you want to say that to your little sister, you're like, no, I would never say that to her. But yet you're saying it to yourself every day.
Because it's normal.
It's freaking fascinating.
And it doesn't hurt anybody else.
Yeah, but you're hurt. It does, though. So it does.
Yeah, but not in the moment.
I know. Exactly. And I think that if we can connect that, I often use this analogy. It's like when life squeezes you, what is inside is going to come out. like if you squeeze an orange, only orange juice comes out. You're not going to get apple juice out of an orange. And lately with COVID, and you and I talked in the preamble or the pre-preamble about not having the gym and how that's how we deal with stress. And we're going to do an episode on that. But I think some of my junk has come out lately because I'm being squeezed in a way I haven't been squeezed in ever, because we're doing more than we've ever done and we're in arenas. I told Emilia recently, we were finished making love, and I literally said, like, I've never been here before. This is new territory for me in terms of my vulnerability. Like, the amount that I love her and cherish her is, like, beyond anywhere I've ever been. And I told her how scary that was. It was like a really scary, vulnerable place, because not only you just, it's beyond, I can tell, it's like, whoa, this is new. I've never felt this way before. And it's super vulnerable, like, especially when anything can happen, you know? And so I think because we've been so far outside our comfort zone for so long, and we've been doing all the compound effect of all these things, 5 episodes a week, 10 clients, all that stuff, it's creating these new opportunities of places we've never been. Like Dean Graziosi, having him on the show, it's like, that's one example of, like, this is beyond what we've ever done. And it's showcasing junk that we never saw before.
Yeah.
And I do think that if you're out there right now, the way you talk to yourself is probably worse than the way you talk to your loved ones.
I would say so.
And it's like, why? Let's at least question that.
Well, if you're out there right now, I would challenge you to say some things, like, right now, as you're listening to this, say some things that you like about yourself.
Right.
Because I think you're just, it's not common. You don't do it often.
Right.
And I think it's a muscle that requires
flexing.
And I think the other thing is, you know what you truly believe about yourself. Like, you could say, like, hey, I think you're a really good podcaster. My natural reaction is going to, if I don't believe in myself, is going to probably be like, it's either going to be thanks so much, and then I'm going to, in my mind, be like, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Mm-hmm. Or it's going to be like, oh, yeah, thanks, but I don't feel that way. Like, thanks, but, you know, I know you're just saying that to make me feel good. When you know, if you are dissing yourself internally, you know that that's what you feel is true.
You mean example where you diss yourself?
Yeah, I mean, when people say, like, oh, you're in really good shape, like, maybe. Maybe you think I am. It doesn't mean I am. It doesn't. I definitely, very rarely do I think I'm in very good shape, because, but I know what I'm capable of. I've seen the extremes that I can get to.
Right.
Right. I'm trying to think of what else. Like, that was a really good speech. Well, I'm looking at the three or four parts, literally words, three or four words that I didn't put in the right spot. That's what I'm looking at.
So how do you balance self-love with standards?
I think you have to understand what your default is.
Right.
Your default is to love yourself.
Yeah.
And that's why you seek pain so often.
Interesting.
If your default is not to love yourself, you should not seek as much pain.
Right.
Because you're thus pouring cement onto something that's already heavy.
It's interesting because it comes down to focus. If I have a subconscious focus on the things I love about myself, then naturally that will overinflate the truth eventually if I don't also look at the losses. Whereas if someone's on the other end of Drive to Five, they're overinflating the detriments. You're overinflating the weaknesses.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
I do believe that most people are in their head too much. I mean, imagine if you took... And this is, I wouldn't suggest this as a law, but if you took every compliment you were ever given and you tried to believe five of those things, like, what are the five most common compliments you get from other people? What are they? Imagine
modesty.
That.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Imagine what those are, and what if you could believe those for a day? Like, try to believe
those. What are
yours?
Just curious.
Oh, boy.
Funny?
Funny, in shape. Make other people feel good. Good looking jawline. I don't know. Give me five compliments.
Like, I would say now. I'd say you're hilarious. I would say you're really good at making pain fun and humorous.
Airport story.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Insert airport story here. I would say you really like being good to other people. I think you're super
generous. Yeah.
I would say super
so
generous.
So those are the ones.
Yeah.
And like, okay, let's dig deep. Like, am I those things? Am I the kind of person who likes making other people good? 1,000%. 1,000%. Mm-hmm. Like, I live through that for that. Am I generous? Yes.
Yeah.
And I want to be more generous. That's the reason I want more money.
Yeah.
That's one of the main reasons. Am I funny? I think I'm funny at times.
Definitely.
I think I'm funny at times. What was the other one? Oh, making pain fun? Yes. Because I realize whoever is in more pain, well, let's rephrase that. Whoever is in less pain can lessen the burden on the other person. That's like a thing. Mm-hmm. Like if you're in a bad situation with somebody, if you can make the other person laugh.
I'd also say you work super hard.
I appreciate that. But I know that now.
Right.
And I know
that. So you never used to think that, even though those things were still true?
I think I've always thought I was funny.
What of those did you not used to think?
Probably
hard
worker. Probably hard worker.
So you believed you were a hard worker?
No, I didn't. I didn't believe I was a hard worker.
What?
Not really.
Oh.
Not really.
Why?
My hard work was like a deadline. It's like, I can work hard from 9 to 5 and then I don't want to work anymore.
Oh, okay.
You know, now it's
now
like,
do you believe you're a hard worker?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. I you know me, now I believe I can, if you lock me in a room with somebody, I can outwork most people.
You've proven it with some.
I do believe that.
You've proven it with me and T-Mac.
Yeah. 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 But again, it took me time to get there. And that's the other thing too. I also think you have to back it up. Like if I said to you right now, go sit in the mirror and tell yourself you're beautiful. You're probably not going to believe it if you've never done it before.
Yeah.
So it takes time. It takes time for you to like, tell me what you like about yourself. Like, what do you actually like about yourself? Oh, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. Do that every day. That's what positive affirmations are.
Yeah. I do want to say this. So, you know, I have the peak performance tracking with my clients. And I've told this story briefly, but one of my clients just upped her dreams big time lately. And I got to go and look at the numbers. One of her daily dozen is to do daily wins and things she loves about herself. And it's 100%. In the last, like, I crunched numbers for probably the entire month of April plus some of, what's after April? May.
Yeah.
And she was 100% on daily wins. What a coincidence.
Right.
Now all of a sudden you're upping your dreams because you believe in yourself. And this person was honestly kind of running on a high. Like a confidence high. Of course, when you keep looking at what you focus on, you're going to feel. It comes down to that tried and true principle.
Yeah.
If you're always focused on what sucks about you, you're always going to feel like crap, which is going to make you do less and then have more to focus on that sucks.
Yeah. And when you're overwhelmed, seek comfort. When you're crushing it, seek challenge.
Yeah.
And I think it's like that with whatever that means in terms of like, you know, self-love. If you are on top of the world and nothing can hurt you, it's time to kind of put some more weight on your shoulders. If you feel like you could fall over at the slightest brush of the wind, it's time for you to like take it easy and seek love and seek support and, you know, don't put yourself under more pressure. I think at the end of the day, it's a practice. I always say that with my clients, like you should be doing positive affirmations.
Mm.
What do you love about yourself? And don't worry about being modest. Like nobody else is going to read this.
I know.
Nobody else is going to read this.
Super important.
And the other thing too is like, you've been told a lot of things that other people love about you, and that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's what's inside. If you don't love yourself, it doesn't matter how many people do.
Really doesn't. And the there's so many examples of really, really famous people who ended up committing suicide.
Yeah.
And you know, I know that there's other factors in the brain and neuroscience, but like maybe they were too focused on what they didn't like about themselves instead of all the blessings.
Yeah.
So.
And I think this goes hand in hand with digging up the inner crap, because if you did that in the last episode and you're like, oh my God, I have all these things I have to fix. Okay, but what about the things that you don't have to fix? What about the things that are making incredible changes in your life and affecting other people and influencing other people? Like, make sure you focus on that too. We always talk about the pain, and maybe we don't talk about it enough. We probably don't. But I would say, like, if you're low on the drive to five, focus on what you love about yourself. Like, genuinely put time aside every day to do that.
10 second blip.
It doesn't matter how many people love you if you don't love yourself. It starts with you.
Fire. I would say if you wouldn't say it to the person you love most, be careful if you're saying it to yourself.
Fire. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get all the love in the world, if you want to get all the love in the world, feel free to join # Hyperconscious Nation. We are all about love. No negativity.
Mm.
Zero. We don't want any of that, because there's enough of that going on, and we want to make sure that we're facilitating a safe environment for growth. And head on over to thehyperconsciouspodcast.com. Brand new website.
Brand new.
I don't know if you know that or not. And we also are going to start doing online training courses in the studio. So we're going to hopefully have one of those up very shortly, but you can find the link for Hyperconscious Nation there at the top of the page. And yes, we would love to have you. I think we're at 240 members now or something like that.
Yeah, we're about to surpass 240. Great. The community is incredible. All growth-minded. Everyone's supportive. The goal is to put wind into each other's sails. There have been some really cool communities forming and masterminds forming. And also, Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Monday night. Okay, we're just surpassed week 10 with Anthony Trucks, which is dropping to yesterday. Dropped yesterday.
Yep. Good job.
And thank you. And we're rolling. Masterminds every week. Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to have people put their Instagram handle in the chat so they can all connect with each other. If you're into growth, Kevin uses a great analogy that I'm just going to steal right now.
Sure, yeah, sure.
If you want to be the best basketball player, it makes sense that you hang out with basketball players. If you want to be the best at your own personal growth, why aren't you with growth-minded people? I would pose that question to yourself and join the mastermind.
Fire. And also, do you have a Calendly link for your free consultations?
I think Amy is helping me with that now.
Okay,
currently.
So maybe by the time this drops, Alan and I are both doing free 30-minute consultations for Alan's doing peak performance business. I'm doing podcast. So if you have a podcast and you're looking, you know, to get it to grow, we'll do a free 30-minute call. I'll talk about all the things that we do, what I would suggest for you, you know, the technology behind it, whatever it is. And if you have a business and you're looking to really lock in what numbers do what are the most important tasks, Alan is your guy for that. And we also have a dual one where you don't have to be a podcaster. You can be any form of business. We'll hop on a call with you, and we have obviously very different perspectives. So that might be one of the most well-rounded calls we can do. But anything we can do to help you guys, we love you. Reach out at NeverQuitKid, ALazarus88. We're going to get out of here now. We hope you enjoyed, and we will talk to you on Friday.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, it would mean the world to us if you would share this with your friends.
And if you have any questions, please reach out to Kevin or myself. Our contact information is in the show notes, and we can't wait to hear from you.
Guys, we wouldn't be able to do this without you. So if you would kindly leave us a review on iTunes, that would help us make more people hyper conscious.